time for Humboldt Bay Watch here on KHUM. And I've got Carol Vandermeer on the line. How's it going, Carol?
It's going great, Mitch. It's a beautiful sunny day here at the bay, so I'm happy.
So with this like cold and snowy weather, what do you do? Do you just brave it with a big parka? Do you read books? What do you do?
I try to brave it, but when it's really pouring, it gets a little oppressive. But, you know, light rain, I head to the redwood forest. You know, when there's big winds, I don't go out on the beach, but I've been continuing to enjoy the Lanphier Dunes, the Arcata Forest, the marsh. No, I definitely get out as much as possible.
Well, now I know that there is some animals that start to hunker down, but I feel like with the kind of temperate weather that we have, you can still see a lot of things when you take these walks. They're out brave in the rain too.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, today, you know, we talk about all kinds of oddities on this show and some kind of weird and creepy, but I thought maybe we were due for a warm and fuzzy episode. So when I was last out at Lanphier Dunes, I was enjoying, you know, it's a great place to look for tracks. And of course, one of our cuddly mammal neighbors are the gray fox that go out in the dunes, and they also hang out here in Manila in my neighborhood. My husband has an art studio and has some security, like ring security cameras around the studio, and we have been really delighting in watching two fox, possibly male and female, just cavorting around in the middle of the night, back and forth and playing and chasing. And so they are active animals out here at night. You may not always see them. You might see them dashing for the bushes, but we've been really enjoying watching them.
I feel like having a trail cam or like a little ring cam or something like that is a really good way to see them, because I feel like foxes are on it. They hear you. They don't want anything to do with you, and they're moving quick.
Yeah, they are moving quick. And, you know, when I read a little bit more about gray fox, there's some really interesting facts. And in fact, they do begin their mating season as early as January. So even though there's not a lot of visible difference between males and females, they're very similar. Usually the females are larger. I like to maybe guess that that is what's going on. They're starting a little bit of that ritual and getting ready for mating season. Because typically, gray fox are solitary hunters. They're most active at night. And you know, sometimes, sadly, we see them getting hit on the highway, but typically they are pretty sneaky and dart off into the bushes. So beautiful, beautiful animals.
How are gray fox doing in Humboldt County? Are they thriving? Are they doing all right?
Well, you know, they go through cycles. And we're, you know, those of us, especially out here in Manila or in wild, kind of urban / wild places, because they kind of like that mix. We might be noticing a lot more fox, like I have been lately, and we've seen them on the trail cam. And then there will be years where we hardly see them at all. So they kind of go in cycles. And probably some listeners remember there have been years where we get a high population, and they can be carriers of rabies. Ooh. And so they're several years back, that was an issue. And, you know, their population kind of crashes. And you have to be careful. You want those foxes to be sort of slipping away and catching them at a glimpse and not, you know, hanging out looking at you in the backyard. You got to be suspect over foxes not, you know, exhibiting foxy behavior. But they're not the number one carriers of rabies, but, you know, lots of different animals can. And you know, if an animal's not exhibiting normal behavior, never approach a wild animal. And, you know, you can always call animal control if you have any concerns.
So you're talking about the gray fox, which I would assume has a grayish color to it. Are there other types of fox in Humboldt County?
You know, typically the fox we see here is the gray fox. Okay. I cannot absolutely tell you that there are no red foxes that kind of wander in our area. I, you know, am from the Midwest, and red foxes are now more common across, you know, North America. I think historically gray foxes were the more common ones, but, you know, with deforestation, all the red fox seem to be a little more adapted to open areas. So, you know, the gray fox are not as common. I think there is some overlap. I've never seen a red fox here in our area, coastal Humboldt County, but I can't speak definitively for every area. But, you know, the gray fox is pretty different than from the red fox. I mean, gray foxes, as their name indicates, you know, have gray fur, but they also have reddish on them. They have reddish legs, where red foxes have like black stockings and are a little larger and are a little more eastern in general. But, you know, if you look at range maps, there is some overlap there. But yeah, I kind of grew up with the red foxes, and then the gray foxes are actually in a whole different genus, which is a biological classification, and they're thought to be kind of the basal root of all canids, you know, dog family. And so they have a much longer history. If you look at them, they have kind of a slightly different look. If you're a real nerd and you're looking at skulls, you have different shapes of their skulls. And one thing I learned that is really fascinating is their nails are longer and rounded, and they have some ability to retract them. And that's because they are adapted for climbing trees. If you want to have a fun little Google venture, look up foxes climbing trees, and they just run up those trees, you know, kind of cat-like. And they are a little different than the other foxes. That's one of their characteristics that's different than, say, a red fox.
It's funny that you call them cat-like, and it's funny that they are kind of the root of dogs, because or canines, because to me, a fox looks like a mix between a cat and a dog. They have very cat-like behavior in the way that they are. And so when you said they've got retractable claws, I was like, I knew it. They're cats. I knew it. There's something cat about them.
Yeah, they do have that. I mean, I've seen them, you know, up close, like in captivity. They really do act very, very cat-like. And they're, you know, they're small. They're the size of a small cat, you know, and very fleet, but they're pretty interesting. Most of the time I just see the tracks in the dunes or a quick darting into the bushes, like there's a fox. So I do think that the populations are not exploding, but maybe they're up a little. I think they're doing all right. You know, I was reading a little bit about Humboldt County. One risk they do have, because they do like the mix of sort of wooded and urban areas, and they've been known to frequent, you know, abandoned grow areas, which can be a risk for them, because some of those abandoned grows have chemicals and that type of thing. So there's been a few little local studies about the impacts there, but that's, you know, kind of the case with a lot of animals. We have to be careful about how we humans treat our environment, because we share it with a lot of other critters.
So you said that they're hanging around the dunes. They're hanging around grows as well. So other than a ring cam, if you were to go out, where could you maybe spot a fox? Because, like, I guess I don't even know what they eat. Are they eating small rodents?
They're omnivorous, and they do eat small rodents, voles, mice, but they also will chomp on insects. They like fruit. They've been known to eat, you know, little cottontail brush rabbits, which seems like a pretty tall order for a little tiny fox. But yeah, they're pretty opportunistic that way. And that's partly why they are nicely adapted for the little interface here with humans, because they can find all kinds of food.
Do they make dens?
They do have dens. Typically they're like in a stump or, you know, in tree, you know, down trees or brush, but, you know, they're more active at night, and they only use those dens. They usually, you know, appropriate old burrows. They aren't digging a big den or, a burrow on their own. They use hollow trees. So it's kind of a variety of places where they might hang out, rest during the day, and find an appropriate spot to have their pups. They have cute little pups, usually anywhere from, what I've read, 1 to 7 pups. And they get wean pretty early at 3 months and start hunting on their own at four. So
that's adorable.
Yeah.
I can only imagine like little teeny tiny. No, I can only imagine little teeny tiny foxes running around hunting on their own.
Oh my gosh, that's just the cutest thing. Unfortunately, probably I'll only see that on videos, but it is fun to see them. I know where I have on good fox years often seen foxes when I go out to the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center. There's some nice little brushy areas and kind of close to some of the forests at Malell, and they'll just dart into the bushes there, and I'll go, yep, the foxes are back. Yay.
See, now I don't know that I've seen foxes, but I do know that they make the craziest sounds out in the woods. And if you think there's a Yeti, a Sasquatch, a murderer, it's probably just a fox because they make some insane sounds.
Kind of a weird grizzly bark kind of odd sound. I can't impersonate that, but you can check it out.
It's a tough one because it can sound like different things. It's grizzly, but it's like sad and scary a little bit. It sounds like somebody being hurt a little bit. It's an odd sound. Yeah. When you're out, maybe that's just you have to experience it alone in the woods to really get the creepiness of it. Maybe if I heard a recording, I'd go, oh, that's definitely just a fox. But when you're in a tent alone, I don't know. That's a weird sound.
Yeah, they can make some pretty strange noises.
Well, so we're talking about kind of like snow and rain coming up and things that you can see on cameras, which that's a good one to actually pick as we come up with some cold walks. But are there any cool happenings going on around the community that you can witness outside of a Ring camera?
Outside of a Ring camera? Boy, I didn't check my schedule for walks, but I do know that Friends of the Dunes has been continuing to offer walks, and they've been doing some pretty cool inside the nature center yoga and meditation. Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. They're doing forest bathing, and they're kind of taking some really interesting looks at different ways of connecting to nature that are kind of beyond just biology and nature nerd stuff, but just having a sense of well-being. And they have a nice indoor space for some of that where you're out there looking over the dunes. So I would check out their website at friendsofthedunes.org.
I did just see that there's like a women's yoga group or something happening at the Coastal Center right now. So I have been seeing some new fun things going on.
There are some really nice things that connect you in a variety of ways.
Very humble. Very, yes. Very Humboldt stuff going on there. So do we have a fox song?
Oh, yes. Of course we have a fox song. I will say my husband said, no way, you can't do What Does the Fox Say? So I have a different option for you.
Okay.
Fox on the Run by Tony Trischka.
Ooh, I don't know that I know this one.
Oh, you will. You'll recognize
it. Oh, will I? Okay. I don't know if I recognize the name.
Yeah, it's been done by a number of folks.
Okay, well, it sounds fitting because, like you said, when you see a fox, it's kind of a dash, and that's a good thing. Some animals we want to know exist, especially these cute, cuddly ones. See a picture of them because you may be tempted to go near them, but don't.
Don't, exactly.
All right, well, I appreciate you picking a cute one today because I do like the insects. I do like the gross ones, but it is fun to occasionally get to go down a rabbit hole. Well, I guess I could say a foxhole of a cute
foxhole,
one.
Foxhole, right, after a rabbit.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it, Carol.
All right. Always appreciate talking to you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.